Chapter 9. A Discovery. Lady Marguerite had breakfast and got dressed. She started to go downstairs, but then she stopped. The door of Sir Percy's study was open. It was usually locked, and only his personal servant was permitted to go inside to clean it. Lady Marguerite was curious to see the room. She looked around. No one was there. Quickly, she went inside. The room was warm and comfortable. There was an armchair and a little table in one corner, a portrait of Sir Percy's mother between the two windows, and bookcases on the walls. There were many papers and letters on Sir Percy's writing desk, and they were all neatly organized. Lady Marguerite stood and looked at the writing desk for a few moments. Sir Percy passed a lot of time there. Suddenly, a thought occurred to her. In everybody's opinion, Sir Percy isn't intelligent, she thought. But if that's true, how can he take care of his fortune so well? He always gives the impression that he's bored and doesn't think much, but that's only a mask. I understand now that he's really very intelligent. But why does he want to appear stupid? Confused, she looked around the room. She wanted an answer, and it was probably here. She couldn't see anything, but when she turned to leave the room, her foot hit something on the floor. She took it in her hand and looked at it in shock. It was a gold ring with the drawing of a small red flower. Her mind was in chaos. This is a mistake, she thought. It isn't true. But it wasn't a mistake. She looked again at the ring, and slowly, everything became clear. I've been so stupid, she thought. But this explains many things. Percy will be away for a few days. He has taken his ship. He's not going to the north. He's going to France. Sir Percy is the Scarlet Pimpernel. Then she started to tremble with fear. Lord Grenville's party. The meeting at 1 o'clock. Chauvelin. What have I done? She thought sadly. Did Sir Percy go to the dining room while Chauvelin was waiting for the Scarlet Pimpernel? Have I sent my own husband to his death? Oh, my God! What have I done? Lady Marguerite tried to think. She had to do something, but what? She left the study quickly and went downstairs. When she entered her living room, a servant came in with a letter from London.
This has just come for you, my lady, she said.
Lady Marguerite opened the envelope with trembling fingers, and her face became pale. It was Armand's letter.
Oh, no, she thought. If Chauvelin's sending me this letter, it means that he knows the identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel. Bring me the messenger, she said to her servant after a moment. I want to speak to him.